Hundreds of national companies are supporting stronger federal regulations regarding greenhouse gases. WAER's Chris Bolt reports one of those is Syracuse power provider National Grid, which is looking for more action on climate change.
The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed setting goals for each state to reduce carbon emissions. That might include cleaner power plants, alternative energy, efficiency measures, or a mix of strategies depending on the state. National Grid Director of Sustainability Sandy Taft notes there really isn't any federal policy on limiting carbon exhaust from electricity generating facilities.
We've long been a proponent for some kind of legislation or movement at the federal level to address greenhouse gas issues. And lacking any sort of federal initiative, we think it's appropriate for the EPA to move forward with this body of regulations. Overall, we are supportive of the approach that the EPA has taken with regard to the Clean Power Plan.
National Grid joined more than 200 companies in support of the EPA proposal. It would give each state until 2020 to enact measures to reduce carbon. Taft recalls the extreme weather events that have hit local residents and National Grid's electrical lines and other energy delivery infrastructure. He says in the Northeast, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI, is already moving states like New York in the right direction.
With time, as REGGI, there is going to be a cap over time, and as those allowances become less, you're going to see other alternatives come on board. Again, I agree with your use of the word balance. You're going to need to have some amount of natural gas, I think, in the future mix to address those times where either the wind or the sun aren't fully available.
There are federal restrictions enforced by the EPA for other emissions, such as mercury and arsenic, but nothing for carbon. The letter signed by all the companies went to the President, Congress, and the EPA to encourage Washington to pass the carbon pollution standard, and supporters say take a critical step toward a clean energy economy. Chris Bolt, WAER News.